After almost 10 days, young Moroccans resumed their protests in front of Parliament on Saturday. They're demanding government reform, education and healthcare, while tackling corruption and a cost of living crisis. This protest was organized to unify our ranks and coordinate our demonstrations and sends a message to the authorities. Even though we paused for more than 10 days, we're continuing and will continue until our demands are met, not just in words, but in reality. We want to see solutions that satisfy us and make us feel that our daily sacrifices are worthwhile. It was the first demonstration since King Mohammed VI addressed Parliament 10 days ago, following weeks of unrest. But he didn't mention the Gen Z movement directly, and his call for job creation for young people and improving healthcare and education left many of the protesters unconvinced.
Whether this movement will bear its fruits, I think it's very soon to tell. There will still be, you know, political changes that will come in the upcoming days, and up until then we cannot really predict what's going to happen, because, you know, in politics there are a lot of variables that enter in the equation, and a lot of things can change from, you know, between 2 days, like, you know. So I think that it's too soon to tell, but obviously the youth are hopeful.
Young people taking part in Saturday's protest say the movement has not lost momentum during the break, despite some reports to the contrary.